Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him, thank Him. This morning I was reading in Job. It talks about Job was completely protected of God and had all these things and had a hedge of protection around him because he had reverential awe for God. And I was thinking about how much in my life, like how much of a hedge God has put in my life, and you know, praying for that hedge of protection. Like, God, I don't know where you are in your life. I have no idea where you've been placed or what you've worked towards. But for me, knowing that He's protected me in the situation, like the where we live, the people I'm surrounded by, it's all from God. And I know that. I know the way I grew up and I know where I am now. And I'm very thankful for that. And I don't know if you realize that sometimes, what God's done for you to the point where you're protected on a day-to-day basis. So I was reading through Job and I was talking essentially about his faith and everything else. And I got on this fear not, fear or fear not or whatever. And I went through, looked for a couple of verses, and I came up with this. And this really blessed me this morning. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear or of cowardice, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, or that which makes sober, entire, or unbroken." Fear does not come out from the origins of God, period. What does God say He brings? He brings power, He brings love. And that's spiritual power. That's an inherent power, love, and of a sound mind. That's what God brings in your life. When you turn to God and have reverence or reverential awe towards God, and you learn that fear of the Lord, which is that reverence, and recognize that God's taking care of every situation, that those are the things you're going to receive. Those are the things that God wants for you. So then I jumped over to Isaiah. Again, I was looking up that fear, fear not. And if you go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." This is before Christ came. This is before the law was fulfilled. He's with you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be irritated. Don't be put down. For we have God, the Creator, the Almighty God is with you. He's behind you. He will strengthen thee. And now that we have His Son in Christ, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory, the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You have the faith of Christ. It's a wonderful position to be in. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to 1 John, and this is chapter 4, and I go over this a lot, but chapter 4, verse 18, "There is not fear in love." You have to understand, you have a perfect love. When you believe in God, you have the Holy Spirit, you have God's love. It's a spiritual love that's perfect. "There is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." We have a perfect love, God's love in us, that casts out and removes fear. But what are you thinking about? It's not an easy thing in life to constantly bring your mind back to God. But it's easy to give Him your problems, give Him the things you think about, and then remove it. Give your things to God, put them in the hand of God, and let it go. And be thankful, because we have a God, a huge God, that is our hedge of protection, that does put a hedge around you, that does take care of you, that does love you, tells you that 1,000 times, and wants to build the relationship. That's what godliness is, having a true and vital relationship with God. It's not religion. It's a specific word. Godliness is that true and vital relationship start to build it. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Pray those small prayers. Pray every single thing that's going on in your life. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God through the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray that everything gets done again that needs to get done. I'm constantly praying and putting in the situation of my brother's hand into your hands, and that you take care of that. I thank you that he's here, that you protected him through that whole situation. But now I just ask for complete healing. I thank you again for the little ones, that you protect their family and my family. I'm very, very grateful for my mom, my dad, and my step-parents. I ask you just for your blessing, again, especially concerning the business, roll this thing out, get everything done that needs to get done. I thank you for the opportunity and the just the excitement of what's happening. I also pray for strength to get through what's going on. And I thank you so much for the golf game that is finally coming back. And I just pray for, you show me how to get better and better and better. And again, I thank you for my family, for my friends, and for everyone I work with, for the product that's going out. I lift up a great day to you. And I'm very, very thankful for your son and what he did for us. And I lift it all up in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.